What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Right now we have Dr. Carmen Cavalli in studio again.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Good morning.
How are you?
Thanks for having me. Great. It's always fun.
She is a board-certified plastic surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't care for the term cosmetic surgeon. Why is that again?
Well, because plastic surgeons are fully trained in plastic surgery, and people who tend to call themselves cosmetic surgeons have typically trained in something else and then have decided to start doing cosmetic procedures.
Gotcha. So like another type of surgeon who says, I could fix a nose.
Or not even a surgeon.
Oh, really?
Family practitioners doing liposuction.
Which is when I get my arm extensions, I'm going to a board-certified plastic surgeon like Dr. Carmen Cavalli.
Your arm extensions?
Yeah, I had like really, really long arms.
Why?
Conversation piece.
I do not want to know why.
That's bizarre. Very bizarre. Dr. Cavalli, I wanted to ask you before we take the calls about Heidi Montag.
Yeah.
And that whole thing about her being 23 years old and getting the 10 surgeries in one day. And if anybody came into your office and asked you for that, like what your decision would be?
Well, I think she's struggling really hard to extend her 15 minutes well mm-hmm. beyond mm-hmm. what it should have been. And unfortunately, I really think this package of cosmetic surgery she had has lent itself to that. Mm-hmm. And that may have been her main motivation for having it done. I wouldn't have done everything she had done, especially for someone at age 23. I think her self-esteem is definitely impaired. She may have something that we call body dysmorphic disorder, or she may just be nuts enough to do it to extend her fame.
Mm-hmm. Is nuts a medical term?
It is, actually. I've written it in charts.
With people coming in with distorted body image, do you seek out counseling before that for that person, or do you go over counseling with them during
consultation? I try to avoid them.
Okay.
Yeah, because they...
You just don't answer the phone. Turn off the lights.
Yeah.
Oh, this person's got a distorted body image. Turn off the lights.
Well, actually, I will... Sometimes the client with the distorted body image has already been to enough consults that enough other physicians have picked up on those red flags and have refused to operate that by the time they come to me or to one of my other colleagues, they've mm-hmm. figured out what to say so they don't seem quite so nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So occasionally they'll slip under the radar, and then it's just miserable to deal with after the procedure because they're never happy.
But if
you can pick it up beforehand, then that's someone that I truly will refuse to work on.
Connecting the two questions, do you find that Heidi Montag is just, you know, is encouraging people who may have that disorder to go to, you know, plastic surgeons first, you know, and try to get something done like her?
She's exactly the kind of role model that someone with body dysmorphic disorder would pick up on.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So our first phone call is from Wendy, who has a tummy tuck question.
I do. Good morning, Bert Show. Good morning, Dr. Cavalli.
Good morning.
I have been to actually several plastic surgeons who have told me that you have to be really at your ideal body weight or like 5 pounds. But most of my weight is right at my tummy. There's no other weight on my arms or my legs or my bottom. If you were to remove that, you might remove 30 pounds just in itself, because I've had 2 children back-to-back. They're both born on Christmas Eve, a year apart.
Wow.
And, you know, I have that big flap there, but I want to find a plastic surgeon who will, you know, to do that for me.
A cosmetic surgeon.
Do you really have to be within your ideal body weight to have a tummy tuck?
Not a cosmetic surgeon.
No, okay, plastic surgeon.
Plastic surgeon. Got it. God, I'm all confused.
Yeah. So it does seem weird to tell someone to get to their ideal body weight in order to have a procedure to remove weight.
True. And I don't typically tell people they need to be at their ideal body weight. They should be reasonably close to it. And to me, reasonably close is 20 to 30 pounds. So you don't have to be right at it or starving yourself to get there. But you should be doing all you can to reach your goals yourself, because plastic surgery shouldn't be the first thing you think of when you think about getting in shape. It mm-hmm. should be the final touches.
Mm-hmm.
it sounds like you have like the typical apple shape, Wendy, and that maybe if most of your weight is in your abdomen, there are different ways to carry weight in the abdomen, and a tummy tuck really does a great job when most of the weight is on the lower abdomen or the hips and the waist. When it's in the upper abdomen, like literally coming out from under the ribs, that part you can't really treat with a tummy tuck. You can help it, but that thickness is still going to be there. It's just going to be pulled lower on the abdomen. So that may be what those other surgeons are looking at.
Hey, Christy, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hi, how are y'all?
We're good. How are you?
Good. My question is, I've had 3 children, and I have stretch marks galore on my stomach, and my belly button is deformed now. And I want to know if this is repairable.
The stretch marks or the belly button?
Both.
Both can be fixed with a tummy tuck. That's exactly what it does. Now, any stretch marks you have that are well above your belly button right now will still be there, but they'll be pulled lower on the abdomen. And just the act of stretching a stretch mark, as odd as it sounds, makes it look less apparent.
I mean, yeah, like
you don't have the crinkly
stomach,
skin.
It looks tighter, but like I have like Kate on John and Plus 8, like the flat stomach. I mean, it's really bad.
Yeah.
No. I had my children so young. So.
That's perfect for a tummy tuck.
Hey, Melissa, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hi.
I think we're sticking with the tummy tuck theme.
Awesome.
Well, I'm wondering if it's possible to move my belly button. I don't need a tummy tuck. I just want to move my belly button down.
Why?
Because it's too high on my body. Like, if someone were to guess where my belly button was when I have a shirt on, they would be about, you know, a couple inches out of the wrong direction. It needs to be lowered because I look funny.
Well, there are a couple of ways to do that. The easiest and least obvious way would be to do a tummy tuck in which typically when we do a tummy tuck, we leave a scar around the belly button and then a little smiley face scar along the lower part of the abdomen. And we kind of drop the belly button inside, pull everything down, and then pop it back up through a new little hole that we make for it. And so that leaves you with a scar.
All right.
So that leaves you with a scar around the belly button.
Can you just fix that? Can you just move your belly button by drinking your own urine?
Oh, my God. Urine therapy?
Yeah, is that what we learned yesterday on the show?
No.
Yeah, that's right. Yesterday.
But there's another way to do a tummy tuck in which you don't release the belly button from the outside. You release it from the inside, so it gets pulled down along with the rest of the skin. So, yes, you can lower your belly button. You would do a tummy tuck if you have enough loose skin to do a tummy tuck. And the other way to do it would be to literally just cut around it and move it down. But then you're left with a scar in the original position of the belly button. So that's probably not the best way to go.
I should wait until after I have children and then do the tummy tuck and lower the belly button at the same time?
Or just eat a lot.
Oh, okay. Well,
I would be at McDonald's every day.
That'll move it down.
Yeah.
All right. Now moving on to boobies. Hi, Kira.
Oh, my God. Boobs.
Hi. Hey. How are you?
Good. Turn your radio all the way down.
I'm sorry, what?
Turn your radio all the way down for us.
Okay, it's down. Sorry.
Okay. You're on with Dr. Cavalli.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Kayla. I am 21 and 5'5", and I'm a little bit bigger than a triple B. And I've always wanted a reduction, but I have friends who tell me that I'm supposed to wait until after I have kids because it could affect breastfeeding and that I should wait until they plateau and are done growing, I guess.
Sure.
I was wondering if that's true.
Well, at 21, your breasts are probably done technically growing. They will still change as your body weight changes over time, as you have hormonal changes over time, or with future pregnancies. In general, if you have triple Ds, they're not going to get smaller over time. They tend to stay the same or get bigger. And even with pregnancy, they tend to get much larger and then might deflate some, but you still have roughly the same volume that you started with. The answer to when to do a breast reduction is really very individual. Yes, it can interfere with breastfeeding, but there are some women who just aren't able to breastfeed successfully having never had surgery. So you really have to decide how important that is to you. If it's critical that you be able to, you know, give every opportunity to yourself to breastfeed, then yes, wait until after you've had your children. If you want to enjoy your new breasts longer and it's important to you to breastfeed but not critical, then you might go ahead and do it sooner.
Lord, bless your heart, honey.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Lee, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hi.
I have a question about implant removal.
Right, everybody's going in the wrong direction today.
I've had them for 10 years, and I had a lot of body issues when I was younger, and I'm just kind of over them now. And I wondered if you could just absolutely remove them, or if you had to have some sort of exchange, you know, so that you wouldn't look like horribly like a raisin, or how does that work?
You can remove them, and just as I told Kayla, the last caller, your breasts change as you age and with weight changes, and even with implants in, your breasts still change the way they would have even if you had never had implants. So you may have more breast tissue or less now than when you started 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. It just depends on how your breasts have changed. Yes, you can remove implants. You would need to do at least probably a lift, some sort of skin tightening procedure to get rid of the loose skin that has been left from the stretch that the implants have caused.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Sure.
You know what? The questions today are all going in the wrong direction.
Jeff.
I just don't understand.
Be respectful.
How do people get in touch with you, Dr. Cavalli?
404-250-3333 is our office number, and my website is drcavalli.com. It's drkavali.com.
Do plastic surgeons have specialties? Do you have a specialty, or are you like a one-stop shop fixing anything?
Some do. Some, like ENT, facial plastic surgeons, only do surgery above, you know, the clavicle and the head and neck. But I'm fully board certified, fully trained.
Head to toe, bumper to bumper.
I don't do noses because I don't enjoy them, but everything else is fair game.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you. Good job.
The Bird Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Your package says delivered. But delivered where exactly? The hallway? The lobby? Your neighbor's apartment? Instead of playing detective with your deliveries, get a mailbox at the UPS store. We'll sign for your packages, text you when they arrive, and keep your deliveries low-key under lock and key. Get 3 months free mailbox services with a new annual agreement at the UPS store. For full details and to get your coupon, visit theupsstore.com/offer.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.